Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the
Calvary.
You gave
your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Danielle, thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today in place of Brother Roger Jones. We trust and pray that all is well for Brother Jones and that if he is traveling, he has a safe trip to and from. At this time, we will bring Brother Bradshaw on the air to present our words of encouragement. Immediately following those words, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. October 2022, this is the 17th, and this month is almost gone. It's boogity, boogity. We hope that each one of you has had an excellent weekend. That's not the same. You know, sometimes some people say, well, it's same old thing. But just try to do something to make it not be the same old thing. We got thousands of things to do. This past weekend, we went up to the Georgia mountains, like we always do in October before Halloween. We go up to the Burt's Farm for the pumpkins. You need to do that. Write that down. Burt's Farm up in North Georgia. They've got 10,000 pumpkins and 8,000 people out there trying to get them. It's just a beautiful atmosphere. We leave. This is all done in one day. It's all done in one day. We get up there at 9 o'clock. We meet at the Kroger parking lot at 9 o'clock, and then we go first to Burt's Farm where you can get your pumpkins and everything. Then we leave from there and we go to the Amicalola. Write this down: Amicalola Falls. We go up there and we have a big dinner. We have a big lunch. Yesterday we had chili and hot dogs and hamburgers and just about everything you can name. Beautiful place. Then we go to the top of the mountain. It's a event center up to the top, a hotel at the top. And when you get up there, it's just breathtaking to the view that you can see. And we stay there about a couple of hours. And then we leave from there and we go up to Hillcrest Apple Farm. That's going toward LJ. Hillcrest Apple Farm. We go down there, and we're there around about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something of that sort. We get our apples and sweet potatoes. But look, find something that we got. So go up to Helen, Georgia. There's plenty to do. Don't sit around the house all the time. Get up and do something, and go see God's nature, especially around about this time in the month of October and the 1st of November. The leaves are just breathtaking, especially when you see millions of them just all going across the mountains and everything up there. So get on up and get on out. God is waiting for you. His nature is waiting for you. Matter of fact, Mother Nature got something for you if you just don't know. I've seen some people put stuff in the back of their trucks and they're going down the highway and they think a stove or a refrigerator or something of that sort hold it without tying it down, and when you get up around about 50 to 60 miles an hour, that stove or refrigerator comes out of the back of that truck. Mother Nature got something for you. I learned that many, many, many years ago. I tie everything. I put a banana in the back of the trunk. I tie it down. The wind, God got something for you. The wind gets up under that stove or that refrigerator, and it throws it right out in the middle of the highway. So I know what Mother Nature can do. So good morning, everybody, everywhere. What we want to do, some way and somehow, is to pray for the success of all of our congregations of the Lord's people, all of our congregations, whichever one that you may be going to up in Savannah, Detroit, or in Rome, Georgia, out in Florida, up in West Virginia, anywhere you are. Let's pray for unity. Pray for unity in our congregation. I used to hear the old saying that one bad apple can spoil the whole barrel, and that was a pretty cute little old saying. But I see it happening all the time. I see it happening all the time, especially in the church, because most of the problems that we have in the church, it's not the majority. It seems to be always the minority. Sometimes it's just one or two people. It's almost like you're trying to have a good picnic or something, and that fly or that little honeybee just will not go away. And that's the way it is in the church. The more you fan it, it just goes over here and goes over there. So we want to pray for unity for the congregation, because it is true, even though it's cute to say that, one apple will, and I've always spoiled the whole barrel. I wish there really was a church for all the cantankerous people, all the people who are disgruntled people. Somebody needs to start a disgruntled Church of Christ. And everybody who just got issues and people who got things on their mind and people who got this, they ought to go to that church. And that I would probably suspect that would be the biggest congregation in Georgia. It would probably be the largest congregation in Georgia if you can get all the disgruntled members from every church in this one church and be the preacher there. That would be the largest church in Atlanta. And so we want to pray for peace. One of the greatest passages in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 13 and verse number 8, when we see Abraham and Lot getting ready to basically have a fight over some land. Both of them had sheep, and they was getting ready to divide the land. And Abraham made a great statement there. He says, Abraham said unto Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we be brethren." He said that's the bottom line. The bottom line to keep peace is first of all, recognize that we are members of the Church of Christ, and we are brothers. In just about every church that I know, you got somebody who call himself police in that congregation. And most of us dismiss it by saying, well, you know, that's just the way Cecil is. You know, that's the way Janet is, or whatever it might be. No, some kind of way that's got to be resolved, because that church that will not grow and has not grown because of some disgruntled members, and they never seem to grow out of it. And of course, the older you get, and we start getting Alzheimer's and all other kind of Alzheimer's in the church, that makes it even worse. And so I don't even know why you would stay at a church that you're unhappy at. That's what got me stumped. I don't know why you would stay somewhere where you're not wanted, number one, and where you don't want to be where you are, number two. So why can't you just go on, just go on somewhere and find your little hole and dig your hole and cover yourself up or something like that? I just don't understand about these disgruntled members. But anyway, in the book of Matthew, one of the greatest passages in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 through 29, you see the Last Supper. Matthew chapter 26, you need to write this down, because this is very important. Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 through 29, and this is also mentioned in Mark 14, verse number 10 and verse number 16. It is also mentioned in Luke 22 and verse number 47. And listen to what this says in verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests, and he said unto them, what will you give me if I deliver him unto you, meaning deliver Christ? And they conversed among themselves, and they come up with a price of 30 pieces of silver. And verse 16 says, they gave Judas the 30 pieces of silver. And then verse 16 is a key verse. It says, and from that time he sought opportunities to betray Christ. Now, right after that, I mean, just immediately after that, they had the Lord's Supper. And that's starts in verse number 20. And when he said, and when Eve was come, he sat down with the 12, and he did eat. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Now, remember now, Judas is in this bunch. He already got the 30 pieces of silver in his pocket. And he's sitting at the table with Jesus. He had just come from the chief priest to tell them that he knew where Jesus was and would be, and if they're looking for him to crucify him, he could point him out. And he said, the one that you see me go to and greet and give a kiss, that's the one to be Jesus, and that'd be the one that you should grab. And so right after that, they had the Last Supper. And Jesus said in verse number 21, and one shall betray me. And they was, listen to this, they was exceedingly sorrowful and began every one of them to say, Lord, is it I? Judas even said that. And he's sitting there with the 30 piece of silver in his pocket, the bad apple. And he answered and said unto him, he that dippeth his hand with me in this dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as is written of him, but woe unto that man who betrayed me. Then Judas, which, listen, the Bible says in verse number 25, then Judas, which betrayed him, sitting up there with the 30 piece of silver in the pocket, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Jesus said unto him, thou hast said. Why would a bad apple already know you're a bad apple, sit up there like you're a big old hypocrite, knowing that you've already set Jesus up to be crucified? You already said, and of course this was done, the Bible says that this was done so that it could be fulfilled. But then listen, so here, every church got one in it. Every church got one in it. He looked like it. He dressed and he sits and he act like he holy, but he ain't. He's in there without a hole. He is the bottom of the pit. He is the one who is the snake out of the grass. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. In Galatians 5 and verse number 15, he said, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you don't consume one another. In James chapter 1 and verses 8, he says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know that every church got a wishy-washy person. They say one thing, they speak out, they speak with forky tongue, they talk out the side of their mouth. Sometimes they can go in a business meeting and talk and decide that they're going to agree with something. Then they go home, talk to their wives, and the wives convince them to change it, and they go back to the church and they say, brothers, you know what? I was thinking about what we were talking about at the meeting the other day, and I just changed my mind. No, you did not. Your wife changed your mind. She's the one changing. You ain't got no spine. And then in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14, he says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. In Numbers 14, verses 26 through 29, he said, Moses said, how long shall I bear with these evil congregation which murmurs against me? And then the final encouragement this morning would be in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 through 32. He said, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. He said, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even for God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Ask the question, Lord, is it I? Am I that rotten apple that's spoiling the whole borough for some reason or another? Father, we thank you for this weekend. We have an excellent guest. Matter of fact, we had about 20 people with us this past weekend to go into to experience this nature, this outside nature thing. And Father, we ask a blessing upon all the congregations. Find some way that we can have some peace so that we can move forward, so that we can be with you and after a while, so that we can be the kind of congregation that when you come back after, you said that you're going to come back after the church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy. We pray that is the church that we are attending. Be with those who are sick and those who I want to especially be with Brother Harrison and his family this week. They'll lay Sister Harrison to rest Wednesday. The wake is tomorrow night at the funeral home, Willie Watkins funeral home downtown, and we want to pray for that family. Sister Harrison passed away last week, and he was the minister of the Simpson Street Church of Christ for 55 years, and so we want to pray for them. Father, bless each one on this call today. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and have a super-duper week.